I went right on this new reel and beginning the visit with Cookie and Franklin and Mark this Monday at supper, the 25th of October, 71. Channel One Right on new reel and beginning the visit with Cookie and Mark and Franklin this Monday at supper, the 25th of October, 71.
Hey, Jack. I don't
need much of a chair.
Have you had some coffee? I mean, have you had some supper?
Yes, we have.
I got cabbage and stuff.
No, me and Frank eat before we left.
What's that?
Yeah, me and Frank eat supper before we left home.
What you doing roaming around this time of day?
I tell you, it's the only time I felt like roaming. I was down here this morning, but I just...
Oh, this you hadn't...
I felt so rough, by golly, I had to go back home.
You got something?
No, sir, I've just got a cold in my head and my sinus is just driving me crazy.
Let me tell you.
Right here, right there.
Yeah, I have a sinus pain, and I never want another one.
Wait.
Talk about that damn sinus. No, sir.
I tell you, I probably just can't do nothing.
I couldn't. Anything like that.
That's why, by golly, I just went on back home. I was down here this morning at 9:30. No, I was back home by that time for now.
Come in, gentlemen. Put up a chair, Frank. Did you see the vet when he came?
No, I just come down to the trailer, looked at my horses, and my head was going around and around, and I began to get fevered up, and I just went back home.
My thing, Frank.
Went ahead through that thing, wait for it. And she said, he said, I'll be damned. Well, she's been around there so much, she ought to know, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Well, he got it on top and the bottom. He stuck his finger in there and made that thing open up. And there's one on the bottom.
On the bottom of her foot?
Yes, sir. And you know, I saw Mark been out there working on that fence, and I was out there having clean the roadway, I could do it. And she walked on down there, and she walks better than she did before he worked on her this morning. See, that governed hurting.
Sure.
Now she got a little relief. Oh, damn.
No,
I didn't get any of that
green light. Lanced it this morning.
Uh-huh. It's still a little up there.
What, that copper tox?
Yeah. That don't last as long as you think.
Listen, where did I get that? I got that last stockman supply for $2.75. And they charge $3 at the animal hospital.
Yeah. Well, it's 10, 15 cents shorter. Good.
Yeah, but if I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to go right by there tomorrow evening. I'm going to Lake Butler tomorrow evening after work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Set up there at the table for you. Set up there if you want to.
You got to go out and look at my rig. You got to see my rig now.
I'm already ready. Well, is that your wagon you got there?
Yeah.
Well, what you gonna use this wagon?
Yeah. I'm already ready.
Not gonna paint it or anything?
No. Didn't slow that. No, I ain't gonna paint it. It wouldn't be old fashioned if you painted it.
No.
Wouldn't be antique.
It ain't over the dealer's name, would it?
Yeah. It wouldn't be antique if you painted it.
They're going to decorate it anyway.
They're going to decorate it anyway. They're going to have everything on it.
Or
these
is the bed and some wheels in it.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to see my trailer I built to haul it on.
Oh.
Oh, you're not pulling it?
No. No, I wouldn't pull it from here to Hawthorne. No, it would take me all night.
Well, Frank and Mark could ride with.
But I've got me a trailer that I can run that Alice Chalmers up on. With the disc, or with the plow, or with a mow machine, or whatever you want.
And you did that with that Simon?
Not today, no. I did that last... When did I do it, Frank?
Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Yeah, my trailer was in the Gator Parade. Homecoming Parade. Mm-hmm. It sure was.
You just don't have any banisters on it yet?
No, I ain't got no. I don't know whether I'll put any banisters on or not.
Just keep it flat.
Keep it flat. It's a tandem, and
yeah. You
can run that Alice Chalmers up on it. You can run the Ford up on it. You could even run the hay baler and all right up on it.
Run Pappy up on it?
Yeah, tie him on both sides and let him stand there in the middle.
That's what Nick did. He thinks.
Tied him, run him up on it and tied him till he's standing in the middle. And
it was a little all around it, that poor horse, as long-legged as he was, and I ever saw in my life. He was standing up there looking down on the cab.
You wouldn't have started down the lane with him, would you?
Oh, no.
Here he started in Georgia. Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee, yeah.
I got stopped at the border.
You mean to tell me there's a horse on top of a flatbed trailer hauled to Tennessee?
Just about. Just had a board around him.
Where's the horse? It was a 16-month colt.
Never been loaded before.
I'm glad he was driving.
That's right. He hadn't been off the plate, had he?
No, hadn't I? I don't guess he had all 4 feet off the ground at the same time when he laid down.
That's right. Yeah. He hadn't been much farther than this place where he was born, right here. By the water and all. No. Yeah, sir. And he went on down the lane, that little pickup truck, you know, and he didn't bat an eye. I could see him. I stood there being watched all the way. He went by your horses, you see, and they need, and went by. He's over here. You know, Missy always makes a fuss.
Oh, yeah.
She walked on up the front street with him. the way to Georgia.
Yeah, you
know, my whole determination this morning, last night rather, was to come down here and hook them big horses and break some dirt with them today. That was my whole heart's desire.
I know, you said you did.
But I just absolutely couldn't do it.
Well, what, how come you getting all that sinus business?
I took a fresh cold in the head.
And it does that?
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while.
Mm.
But right there now, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
My anacin just wore off, and I'm going to take some more. Right there.
This fence down there had the, I had forgotten. When I mended it, I patched it, I rebuilt it when I came. And I put a barb on top of it and one on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, the one on the top there you can see. But the one on the bottom was a new one. I had clear forgotten about it, and it was buried. And when I put that thing down there, Mark got it out. It was down 2 or 3 inches in the ground. When I put it down there, it was right on the ground, but at least a hand above the ground, you know. You wouldn't put it down on the ground.
Oh, no, no.
And now, and I don't know what happened. It's not out there where it washes.
No. Has that been plowed since you've been here?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll bet there's Bahia roots down that deep in the ground.
Yeah, it's right there in the Bahia, you see.
All right, as your Bahia grows, beds down, moisture's down, it has a tendency to build up.
Oh, it does.
If you'll just if you'll just watch it.
It builds up.
Now that ought to be plowed up.
Oh yes, that needs it worse than any place here.
Except that boom face down there.
Yeah. Yeah, and if this damn cow gets foot well, I get to do it.
Yeah.
Easier than she did
before he lanced it. Well, what did he call that?
Just a boil. Just, you know, just full of pus. Is that what you mean? So, the infection had gone so deep down there.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be going, you see, when I found her out there. Well, the highway, you know, that the hair grass builds up on the sides.
It does.
It does, that's right.
Yes, it does.
Until the water won't run off.
That's right.
And you've seen that. I've seen that. And it don't take long to do it.
No.
But could be some sediment in there.
Very
sediment
little.
Wouldn't do it.
No, very little sediment.
So they just take a scraper and just scrape that down.
Yeah.
Right there.
And the next year, you got Bahia back there too, ain't you?
Yeah, I don't think it takes that long, does it? Seems like it comes right back. I don't know whether they have any season they do those things. I don't think those people in the road probably have any season then.
They ain't got enough things to have any season.
If they had, they wouldn't stay in the road department.
That's right.
The way I've seen it operate, you couldn't stand it.
And you got that truck out here.
Which truck?
Yeah.
That Chevrolet? I sure have.
Yeah, you got it.
Take a look at that. Now I can see that body the way it's sitting in there. The engine.
You tell me about that?
Yeah, I heard it.
engine wouldn't work. I took it out, put in an engine and a car gear down on the mountains.
Frank done it, and I supervised it today. Done something else to it.
That truck?
Yeah. The transmission, the spline that went in the back transmission, drive shaft spline, was a little bit short. So we took the drive shaft out of the old car and cut it in two, and cut it the right length and welded it back together and put it in the pickup. The drive shaft spline on the regular pickup drive shaft was about that much short. About that much short. Well, the drive shaft in the car was about that much too long. So we took a hacksaw, cut in two.
Well, you couldn't cut that with a hacksaw.
We did. Frank did.
The drive shaft?
Yes, sir.
Why, Frank?
With a hacksaw.
Yeah.
I took the universal joint yoke off of that piece we cut off, put it back on there, and welded it. And I pulled that trailer coming down here. The speedometer don't work, but I know I pulled it 70 mile an hour. This is true as a nickel.
It was about that thick, all right, too.
I did. I done it. I've got a two-piece drive shaft in it now. Snare drive bearing. I got it fixed right uptown.
You better let it go for a chance again.
No, sir. I'm going to keep it.
Because you know what's in it.
I know what's in it. Because I put it all in. I built it all. And I drove the fool out of it since we changed oil in it, and it ain't used the first drop. That exhaust pipe's just as white and chalky as a brand new automobile. Where it was a smoking from, guy, was the transmission cooler line was a leaking and blowing back on the exhaust pipe on that old wagon. That's what was causing it to smoke. As far as the old engine are using oil, it ain't going to use no oil. If I can drive one from here home and back home and to Gainesville and back down here and not get any oil out of it the way I drove it, it ain't going to use no oil.
Well, you wouldn't need to just drive your horse on.
Yeah, that old Ford truck, it'll use a quart and a half to put your horse on.
Tell it
then.
You're just going to use oil.
Couldn't
you?
Yeah. I got next to that thing. That's what them wheels made round for it.
And it would be a mistake for Cookie to have a new car, wouldn't it?
Sure would. It would be right. It would
be a great waste.
I took my car into Jim, what's his name? Jim Cox? Jim
Hall. Jim Hall.
Jim Hall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have anybody working for him.
What? You mean he got them all run off?
All run off. He had a fella there named Butch or something, but he seemed like he was just sweeping the floor. And he said he had a part-time man coming after dinner. But it was after dinner then, he wasn't there. Maybe it was the next day. And I asked him where old, I never can remember that cooler's name, you know, worked for it. Fair, face fella. Over here on the road to Rochelle, don't you know up there? Earl, And he said Earl had quit. And he was handling cattle. Well, I said, I thought a man worked down here in order to make a living so he could handle cattle. Well, he said he had a lot of cattle now. He had all that in front of him and all that behind him, and he had a whole lot more cattle everywhere. Full time, handling cattle. He still lives over there on that place on the Wilshire Road. But he didn't have anybody. And he got under there and looked at it, looking for a leak, and he said it wasn't that the gasket you're talking about. The only thing he could see was way back there was a little washer thing that had broke off and let it drip a little bit. And I thought to myself, well, damn. He got a tank of transmission fluid there. I'll just carry me a gallon home and put a pour in with this. If it don't get too bad, I'll just go back up. Get me a gallon of that stuff, but I can't pay 90 cents a quart for it.
Gosh, no.
Goodness, man.
No.
If it's going to leak the way it did there for a while.
Cookie, did I ever have the transmission in my old's done? No.
No. You've had everything else, though. So.
Yeah, just name it. Everything. It's been rebuilt.
I said to him, what made him go out? Well, he says, one thing is, nobody ever cleans them, flushes them.
What, transmission? Well, now. On most all automobile factory recommendations, it does recommend to change the fluid every 20,000 miles.
Transmission fluid?
Every 20,000, right.
Yeah.
Well, I know after I pulled that trailer home and back with that Cadillac Frank Vives, I burned it quite a bit pulling them hills. And when I got back, I changed it, and it seemed to help it an awful lot.
Yeah. Would you get gook in that just like you do in the motor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Oh, yeah. Now, that, both your first cars have got a filter in that transmission. And her car, especially, if that filter gets stopped up, it, when it shifts from second to high, it will hesitate.
If the filter stops.
Yeah, right. It will hesitate, and then it will jerk when it goes into high. But yours will hesitate between first and second.
And they both have a filter.
Right.
But you don't know where they are.
Yes, sir. I know where they are.
They changed mine the other day.
They changed the filter, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did,
too. And it drives better, too, don't
it?
Yeah. You're not talking about the oil.
I'm talking about the transmission fluid.
And they changed yours?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm. You see, when they rebuilt yours, they put a new one in yours.
So I'll forget about it. When 20,000 miles come, I'll take it up.
Mine, I hear, doesn't have one.
Yeah.
The Powerglide does not have one. And it's the hardest one. It's the toughest transmission ever built.
A Powerglide?
Powerglide, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is.
Because it works absolutely on nothing but precision pump parts.
This one does the same thing?
Right.
What the?
61 kilowatts.
There's two speeds. You've got low and drive. And the faster you wind it, why the less... fuel you're using. Jake Pond's over here at Hawthorne. He's got a wrecker. He's got a, what size engine he got? 409 Chevrolet, V8 Chevrolet engine. Next to the biggest one they build. He's got the same type transmission on it that I've got in my truck now. And he uses it for a wrecker. No, that's how strong they are.
Yeah.
They can put a 4-speed standard transmission in it. It just wouldn't stay. You can put that there little 2-speed automatic in it and they can't tear it up.
Is that right?
That's right. Same thing as you got in that old Chevrolet car down there.
Amen. In 60, they changed transmissions for a while.
Yeah, they put a turbo glide in them.
That caught a lot of them back.
That was a 3-speed.
Caught a lot of 60s back in 60.
Mm-hmm.
60, 61, 62. Record, what? Why does it have to be so?
Oh, it's
got to pick up the end of the other car?
Yeah.
And that's
what pulls it? He'll pick up a big truck. With a half-ton Chevrolet pickup, just like mine out there.
Yeah.
62 model, same model.
Yeah.
And he'll pick up a ton and a half truck and walk on off with it.
Well, now, does that come from the motor or a separate motor where he picks it up?
He's got a hand crank on the back.
It picks it up?
Yes, sir.
So all his motor does is just pull the car?
Just pull it, that's right.
But then that swinging back and forth will get him?
It sure will.
And you can't keep it from doing that? When Nick got stuck down there, Buster came over here with a wrecker. And I thought he'd get down there, you see, and put him out with a wrecker. But he got his wrecker way up there and took his table down there and just wound it a little piece. Didn't take much, you know, just a little bit. just a little horse. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have that horse on something where you could take it with you? But you can't take everything with you, can you?
I got one. I'm going to mount on the front of that trailer right there.
Tell you what, don't you have?
I don't know.
What went with that? Have I lost it? What went with that little hammer you left over here? I'm lost in it too.
I don't know. Maybe I put it in some of my vehicles and hauled it home. I don't know.
Well, you got it. You got one in the back end of that little car out there, but it's not the one we had. That was over here. I'm so bad about dropping those damn things.
I found a big nice screwdriver. Great big one out in the pasture the other day, and we dropped it.
Now, I don't know.
But it would be nice. It sure would be nice to have something like that.
I'm going to rig that trailer I got out there to where if one of these tractors gets down, well, you can't even crank it. I'd take a cable and just reach back there and get it and crank it right up on that trailer and get it wherever I want to.
That little come-along won't do it?
Yeah, but this other will do it so much nicer.
So much easier.
Yeah, and then you don't want to strain it. Strain that little old ton or half ton come-along.
See, I've been broke the cables in mine.
Yeah.
On your
come
along? Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, you gotta have a cable, that's all the wine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You gotta have that. That's right.
I've got 100 foot of 3/8 cable on this other winch.
3/8?
100 foot.
What is this come along cable, quarter?
Yeah.
How'd y'all get the plan out?
Well,
it
wasn't in trouble.
Yeah, getting plow wasn't no trouble. Actually, wasn't no trouble getting tractor out.
We just started the wrong end.
We just working the wrong end.
That's the trouble with my silo. The silo's trench, I'll tell you. That damn fool was dropped at the wrong end.
You started the wrong end of the tractor?
We're trying to pull it backwards, and then the drawbars are digging in the ground.
Yes, there's a whole damn trouble with that silo trench, you see. He started at this end, and he got out there, you see. And then he had to cut something to drain it. And that drainage ditch was just about so wide, you see. And that went through flint.
That's right, flint. And the other went through clay.
That old gumbo clay.
Yes.
Boy, that's
that. If he started down the far end and just taking it to what depth was convenient.
Yeah.
And then put in another one. But he didn't have that much sense. And I didn't have that much sense. And I'm telling you, it hung over me even after the solid was long gone and the damn old ditch was out there. I couldn't fill it up.
It cost him as much
as
it.
And still a ditch out there, you see.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh.
Well, you'd had a hard lifeguard come out there to keep people from drowning.
I know,
but
they had to build a high fence around. Horses were bad enough, I didn't need a pool.
Frank, we better go.
Let's go.
Cody, you know, these fellas that come out here, they ask you about your truck, and you know, they can't let you go ahead and tell them for asking you questions. Do you ever notice that?
And you notice what I do?
Well, you do the best you can.
Just shut up.
Shut up. That's all you can do.
I just shut up.
Why can't they just say, how about that truck out there? You do the rest.
They act like they know more about it than I do.
That's it.
I just shut up.
Well, who can you talk to over there? On the whole damn campus. Have you run across anybody?
Yes, sir. Two men.
Who's that?
I can talk to them now. When I started over there, I couldn't. They'll stand up and listen to me now.
Just listen to you?
You ain't a joking to listen to me.
Lake Everson?
That's right. N.R. Lake and Leon Everson. The superintendent and the assistant superintendent. Now they'll listen to me.
Everson, I'd like to talk.
Yes, sir.
Well, how are these people going to find out everything? Put out a questionnaire.
Read it on paper then. And not know a bit more when they get done reading than they did before we started.
Well, now, you know Hellstrom.
Yeah.
He ain't no better than the rest of them.
No, sir. But he won't let me talk. He won't let me either. He never has it. Let me explain one thing to him.
Is it?
No, sir.
Well, I hate to think of the time when I was the same way.
I guess the professor is the worst.
But,
he asked me down there just yesterday how I was getting on with my work. I said, "You're just fine." And he went ahead and told me the rest of the time what I was doing.
They got to do the talking.
I had to open it. If I hadn't opened my mouth, there wouldn't have been nothing to it.
Yeah.
But I opened my mouth and I said, "Just fine." And that opened the gate wide.
Yeah.
And he just walked right on in.
Yeah.
Now, that's true.
Well, how did they find out about a horse or anything like that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, they found out the hard way.
Yeah.
I haven't even kept that horse for a week.
I tried to explain to them. I took my time.
Yeah.
3 solid hours. And went up there and to look at that horse.
Way on up there.
Way
that's
on up
there. Towards Lake Ross.
Right. And told him, I said, "Now that's not the horse you want." It took us a solid hour to hem him up and catch him that day.
Yeah. I'd love to have a horse I couldn't catch.
Go buy that one. Go buy that one.
Laura hadn't been able to catch him for a week.
Does she ride him?
She rides him when she can catch him. He won't come up even to be fed. She hadn't caught him all week. But Cookie, he's the sweetest riding horse I ever saw.
That's
on.
Right, when he wants to. Under
he's
a woman.
He's just like a walking horse.
Under a woman. But you put a man on his back, and I'll guarantee you he'll move out.
Yeah.
I bet you remember me.
Yeah?
I don't know what kind of horse he is. I mean, as far as Gates are concerned.
Well, he ain't the horse for them.
Can't kiss.
He's not the horse for them. I wouldn't give a little man for a field full of it. I wouldn't. For satisfaction, I wouldn't give a little man for a field full of it. That little man's the sweetest horse I ever owned, in a way. And in a way, he's the honorable thing I ever owned.
Is it?
Why
did
you do
that?
Funny,
He just got a mean streak. That man that I bought him from abused him. And he has got that mean streak, and he don't want nobody messing with him.
Or he's still got a little
He's still got a little bit of that mean streak. He's never forgotten that.
It don't come out often.
Not very often, but when it comes out, you just let him alone.
You better just let him alone?
Yeah.
Not ride him.
Oh, yeah, if you can catch him, you can ride him.
But he doesn't like to be caught.
Every once in a while. But now Laura can catch him. Laura walk up to him.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Laura can do anything with that horse she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't ever see any of these of the anybody else over there. You don't see the learned people.
Who's Laura? My sister. She's an older sister.
No.
They never come out.
She didn't have a horse for you.
But
she wants to.
Since Mr. Lake cornered me up there and attempted to chew me out, up there at Tired Orm, he was set in his ways, and he tried to get over me that he didn't want that dirt mixed with that clay. I said, "It's too late, it's done mixed." He said, "I didn't want the damn stuff mixed in there." I said, "Well, don't tell me about it. Go tell Mr. Melvin, because he's the man told me to mix it in there." "I don't care. I still don't want it in there." I said, "Now, you just back up one more time, Mr. Lake, and start again." I said, "You make up your goddamn mind how you want this done and tell me and get the hell out of my way, and I'll do it." Or I said, if you don't want that, I said, don't look like I can satisfy anybody out here. I'll just find something else to do. And I went over and pulled a shut-off button on my tractor and started walking toward the street. Because I was going home. And he come and met me. He come and got me. He said, just come back up here, man. He said, we can iron this whole thing out.
I did that.
Yes, sir. I said, now you just make up your mind how you want this done. Now you tell me how you want it done. Then don't you come back up here tomorrow and start changing the grades on me.
And he said, now you may have a point there.
He told me that.
Is that the time you said that?
Yes, sir. He said, well, you might have a point there. And he went straight as he could go to the office, and he got a hold of Leon and Melvin and Jerry Meyer. And he said, look, he said, I've got a man stirred up on the campus. He said, get out there and get him straightened out. They all said, well, who is it? It's Cookie. He said, he's so damn mad, he's ready to go home. And he said, I'm the cause of all of it. He said, I'm the cause of that whole job of taking so long. He said, I've changed the grade, Cookie said, 8 times. And that's true.
That is.
I told him.
4 times.
And here come Leon. Oh, I'm telling you, they were just jumping up and down. And then directly here come Mel. He come up through there just a truckling. And then poor little old Jerry Mayer, though, he drove all the way around back of Towers and slipped through the middle. And Leon asked me, he said, Cookie, said, what's the matter up here? I said, well, Leon, you asked me, and I'm going to tell you. I said, if Mr. Lake can make up his mind what he wants done and tell me and let me alone, I'll do it. But I said, I can't work for 5 different men. I said, you tell me to do it one way. Jerry tells me to do it another way. Mr. Lake tells me to do it one way. Melvin tells me to do it one way. And I said, here comes the Lederman, and he tells me to do it another way. Now I said, who in the hell am I supposed to satisfy? He said, well, there's going to be grade stakes put up there. He said, you grade it to the stakes and everybody will be satisfied. I said, well, why in the hell ain't you first done that a long time ago? I said, I've graded this enough like I'd had it graded and planted a dozen times.
Oh, that's around the Towers.
Yeah. Well, I wore that dirt out around that tire. It's moving.
That's Cookie dirt.
You ain't joking, that's Cookie dirt. I wore it out. And, but now, I had them all stirred up. They ain't a man out there can run that tractor like I do. I ain't bragging, but they ain't got a man out there.
I can imagine.
Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, they're afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't afraid of it.
They get a man that can handle a machine, just one or two of them. They're made.
Most of the people they get over, they can't handle anything.
No, they can't handle a shovel.
Mr. Waters would like to see a shovel handle.
You know.
Yeah.
But after that, the next, let's see. Well, that happened on Tuesday. And on Thursday, by golly, he wrote up evaluation papers on me and sent them in and gave me a 58 cent on hour raise. Mm-hmm.
58 cent on the hour.
58 cents on the hour.
My cookie.
Look what that'll do in a year's time.
Well, look what it'll do in a week.
I went from $2.42 an hour to $3.
Yeah.
And I sure did. I was thinking my net was $194 every 2 weeks. And they had advanced it to $240 every 2 weeks.
Your net?
Yeah. So figure it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours a day.
And you don't have a thing invested?
Not a thing. I ain't got a...
You and wear your Sunday school shoes if you want to.
You blame right I wear my Sunday school shoes. Do you think I'm going to get off that tractor and start shoveling? No. None of that's operator shovel. I tell them it ain't got a steering wheel and a gas feed on it. Why, I tell Lake that.
The shovel hadn't got it.
I tell him. The shovel ain't got no gas feed and a steering wheel on it.
No place to sit down.
That's right.
Stand up for yourself anywhere you are.
You don't keep a shovel with you?
No, sir. No, sir. I don't keep nothing with me, only my cotton and a raincoat.
In case you want to shovel out or something.
No, sir. If I get stuck, I'll call the wrecker, let him pull me out.
If we all learn more now, just to go.
Well, now. Well,
that's right, you're over there, Frank.
Follow your daddy's footsteps and tell him where to get off. You haven't got a thing invested and you can wear your Sunday school shoes. And you take home more clear money in a week than you did in a month down that other place.
You put in less hours.
You put in a lot less hours.
Yeah. And you don't have to feel sorry for yourself all the time.
And you don't have to put up with no back talk.
Including that old fool Etheridge.
That's right. You don't have to put up with no back talk, because you can tell them exactly where to get off at. I'm not bragging, but I got it made with the university.
You think 6 months is... Well, do it.
If you get on them in the right way, and show them that you're going to do what's right, regardless of whether they're right or wrong, you do what's right.
Yeah.
And prove it to them that you're right, and you'll win out.
You got to show a little muscle anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is, you can't just give in all the time.
You got to back up and brace.
But there's one thing you didn't get ahead of at the moment. That garbage truck.
Well, you know, right now, since they have cut the, they reevaluated that garbage truck. And the driver on it, the most he can make is $2.20 an hour. He starts out at $1.90.
Mm-hmm. But that was such a nice opportunity to see the campus.
Yeah, you saw everything.
Cookie wouldn't want to stay on the garbage because he can sightsee.
Oh, really?
I could sightsee and catch every trade on campus.
Yeah.
As it is, I don't never catch a trade.
No, you're on that tractor.
I don't never catch a sale. I mean, I don't ever see nothing for sale.
Yeah, you wouldn't, on your own time, you wouldn't cruise around looking. Just wouldn't do it, would you?
No. When I was working on the garbage truck, I didn't have to.
You just had a couple hours between stops. And
yeah. See, we picked up garbage at Taggart and went over to Anderson and picked it up. Picked it up at Peabody and then we came down to the infirmary and picked up garbage. And then we drifted the rest of the time.
That was good.
Yeah. See all of the sale signs on the
actually, yeah. One load a day. That first load of the morning was between 8 and 9:30. I mean, actually, that's all the work I did. Just drive around and look for a pile of brochures. If they're too big, well, we let somebody else get it. And most generally, they're all too big.
But it's a shameful though, Cookie, that a man can put in so much time on his own and take all that responsibility and have somebody give him a dad burn bad check. It just eats him up, you see. He just got to hire out.
You got to let somebody else, better than you are, have the responsibility.
Yes, sir.
We sat here, Cookie sat there with a pocket full of bad checks from that station. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And I still ain't got them all.
And you talking about something.
Oh, man.
At one time, I had over $1,000 worth of bad checks in my pocket.
That's a service station?
Yes, sir. And I still ain't got them all.
And that wasn't, it wasn't your fault either, because there were people that...
From his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't catch up with and save my neck. Yeah. And I have not caught up with a lot of them yet.
One police.
Right.
Terrific.
He sure is, yes, sir. He's a lieutenant on the Gainesville Police Force.
Why could he? Well, if you ever get arrested, you sure hope he's the one that arrests you.
Now he sits in the office and tells the rest of them what to do. Yeah, and then because, well, I'll tell you how he treated me. I ought to put him out. I ought to put him out and cause him to lose his job. I ought to. It's been about 6-7 weeks ago. I went to Gainesville one evening. One Saturday evening. And, go up to a stop sign. Look both ways. There wasn't nobody coming. I didn't come to a dead stop. I almost, but I didn't come to a dead stop. I just eased on through. Wasn't nobody coming. Nowhere. I was the only one out.
Oh.
I thought. And you know, I went down the street about 7 or 8 blocks. And here come a policeman. Then blue light flicker. You know it cost me $37.50. And I took it down. I said, Walter, what can you do about this? Cookie, there ain't a goddamn thing I can do about you on the stop sign. Just as sarcastic as he could be. I said, okay, all right. I paid him $37.50. I ought to put these out and make him, cause him to lose his job. That's him being so sarcastic. Well, now, he could avoid that ticket, and I know it.
Mm-hmm. He's avoided too many for other people.
Yeah. So I guarantee if there'd been a nigger here, he'd have marked her out. He sure would.
Well, you've got friends like I got friends. Now, that's the sort of friends I have. but you don't have to get your car to go through the inspection station. They don't have to have backup lights. Just the rear...
The stop lights. And tail lights. Of course, you see, I don't have to have no windshield lights on mine. I don't have to have no horns on mine.
On your car to take it through the thing?
I don't have to have no emergency brake on mine.
Nice, Cookie, come on.
I went up there with that 53 Chevrolet right out there.
Yeah.
I stopped at the Minute Market and I bought me a 57-cent pack of cigars. And before I got in there to where they checked the lights, why, I called Bob. I said, Bob, come out here. I said, smoke a good cigar. He took a little bit. I said, here, put this in your pocket for a while. Okay. They went up there and they just waved by them lights, went through the motions, pull up on the brake machine. I pulled up on the brake machine. That's good enough. Go on. They didn't even raise the front end of that car up and check the ball joints or the tie rod ends or nothing. They put the sticker on it and I went on about my business, getting $4. They didn't ask me if I had a horn, a windshield wiper, emergency brake. They didn't even check the turn signals on it.
But heck, Cookie, I can go buy a box of cigars and do that.
I can.
Good trade,
man. You wait till I get ready to take this old truck out there. Actually, it ain't supposed to pass inspection. It's got a cracked windshield, but I'll get it through inspection.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's got a little crack in the top. It's more than 6 inches long. If a crack is more than 6 inches long, they ain't supposed to pass them. But,
well, not over
your
vision. No. What can you do to a crack to sort of camouflage it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Put a little mud on it?
I'm going to drive it through the biggest mud hole I can find. And leave it on there.
Lights and all. Everything is
good. Let them all be muddy.
Now, you can do that everywhere. It's just one or two.
I got to pick my lane before I go through there.
You got to look at your lane, and you can't let that man out there tell you which lane to go through.
There ain't nobody to come out and tell me where to go.
You used to work here.
See, I work there, and they don't drive me no place. They've been begging me to come back out there. I can back out and go to work anytime I want to.
You wouldn't do it.
No. The only cussing I ever took in my life is out there. The only one.
Yeah. Is old Doofunter still at the head of it?
Bob Perry?
Yeah. He just lets her go.
That's the biggest money making racket in the state of Florida.
Oh, is it?
To me, it is. Oh. Yeah. See, I can go out there and get anything. I'll take a wheel bar out there and put a sticker on it.
Ain't that something? Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Just so you got $4.
I'll take $4 out there and put a sticker on just about anything.
Well, now they turn old JJ down and people like that.
Yes, sir, but when I was with JJ, there wasn't none turned down.
Can Clyde get through there?
No, sir. When JJ was out there, when I was out with JJ, I took lots of people's cars through there for JJ after they had turned down. I took them back out there and they went right on through,
yeah,
just like that.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm.
What, Cookie, what do you do? Just write that off, that $37 and a half?
Yeah.
Just forget about it.
That's all you can do. It's gone.
Pull out that check.
And you never run into the people, those people there. You don't want to run into them. Well, now, the deputies couldn't help you on that. That's the sheriff, though.
Now, I've got over $300 over at the sheriff's office right now of bad checks.
But now, the sheriff won't treat you like that. It's just the city.
Yeah.
Hell, the city, you know, if I didn't have to come through the city, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but I've got to cross. I've got to go slap across it every day.
Yeah.
I got to go from one side of town to the other.
Yeah. And there's no through street. And furthermore, you got to go on all the side streets sooner or later.
Yeah. Of course, now see, if I live this way, down here, I could go in the back way and completely miss town.
Yeah, you're going 34.
Mm-hmm. Turn off up here just the other side of the prairie and go in that way.
Yeah, that'd be a great help. Could you, let me see now, when is the parade? Friday?
Friday. 2 o'clock, Friday afternoon.
What's the best way to get there? I mean, just come on up.
Up in the middle of town.
At a time? Mm-hmm. A little bit?
Yeah.
Where does traffic be worse? Where would you park? You know, like that. I've never been over that much, you know.
Well, they'll leave the school and go down Lake Street. Turn to the right on Lake Street, right up through the center of town.
That's where it goes.
Yeah. Back around by the Baptist Church and back down to the school, and everybody dismount.
And they go up by that church first from down to 10 inches back there.
Well, they might go that way. I don't know.
Well, Babe and Rowdy ought to be used to it by now. They've been in a parade before.
Yeah, but
they're going to decorate the horses?
Yeah, they're going to put straw hats on them. Yeah, they're going to put straw hats on the horse.
That's for the 8th grade.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stick
the
ears through it.
Oh. Yeah, I want to get down. As soon as I get off from work. Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, I'm going to come down here and hook them up and get the wire edge off of them.
Yeah, they haven't been.
I'm going to work them Wednesday evening and Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come and get them Friday morning. I'm going to take them home up there, and I'm going to work the wire edge off of them up there Friday morning as soon as I get them there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have them tired before they ever start in the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we didn't.
See, last year we didn't, and they kind of acted up a little bit. But I'm gonna have them tired before they start in that parade this year.
Yeah, you gonna get them plowed, or what you gonna do to them?
I don't know. I'm gonna try to find a disc or something to tear up some that field back there to where I can put some rye and bahia back there. I'm going to sort them rye and bahia.
Over at your house.
Over at my house.
Well, it won't stay in either one with them horses running there. The horses are running.
I'm going to cut the... Well, see, I got a dividing fence. I'm going to put it down. Put a little man over where he belongs, over on my side, and put my rye and the hay over on the other side. Keep him out of it completely, and I guess that'd be enough to eat. Because then I know he doesn't eat anyway.
I don't know why a horse has to be so hard on a pasture. Even when they roll over, they eat right it.
Yeah.
What they do is just scrunch or something.
Yeah.
They don't just roll, they scrunch.
I'm going to put a 100 pound of ryegrass down here. I'm going to put put a fence across down there.
Yeah.
And put a 100 pound of ryegrass right down here on this side. And about 1,000 pounds of fertilizer.
100 pounds?
1,000 pounds.
100 pounds of ryegrass?
Yes, sir.
Got to come up thick,
won't
it?
I want it thick.
Well, I'll tell you, it's that ryegrass is too big for that little cedar. A while it goes through it. That's mighty light.
Put her out in my hand.
Mighty light.
That ain't any lighter than orchard grass. My dad sowed orchard grass and has sown orchard grass all his life by hand.
By hand?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.